are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Cut me some slack, guys. Cut me some slack. I was right with some of my football picks. Cardinals won, right? I was right about that. The Raiders, the Bears, the Saints. You know, not too bad. The Bills, the Eagles, Colts. Nope, never mind. The Colts didn't win. Oops, my bad. But you want to know what? I did well considering the NFL injury report was not up on Friday in order for me to be able to calculate and deduce and scientifically determine who was going to win. So not too bad. Cut me some slack, okay? All right. Got a lot going on. From what we understand, I'm going to keep you guys posted throughout the hour on the Washington Navy Yard shooting. From what we understand, two gunmen had opened fire, leaving four dead, at least 12 injured, all injured from what we understand in critical condition. But the latest report is both shooters are down, meaning not in custody, but from what we understand, have been shot dead. This is being reported by Mail Online. Witnesses reported that the men were dressed in military fatigues and armed with AR-15 assault rifles. From what we understand, it was about a three-hour manhunt. The latest report is both have been shot dead. If we get any other information or any confirmation on that, we will keep you posted. Right now, the 12 injured are in critical condition at local hospitals. It's scary. One of the suspects just walked up to the facility, opened fire. We aren't sure if this had anything to do with September 11th. Not sure if we're going to get any word on motive anytime soon, but that's what we have in this developing story. We got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, there's a California school district now that has now hired a firm that will oversee students' social media accounts, actually kind of snoop, I guess, on social media accounts after they had two suicides as the result of cyberbullying. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how a magazine in Arizona had to pull their story when they had been discussing mushrooms, and they had unfortunately had recommended one type of mushroom that I guess ended up being poisonous. So we're going to quickly review how you could tell poisonous mushrooms from non-poisonous mushrooms. Another study has come out saying babies given acetaminophen or forms of Tylenol once a month could be more likely to develop asthma. This isn't a new story. We've heard of asthma and acetaminophen relationships in the past, but another reminder that things out there may be related to other issues. Also, holy water. Report out of Austria is telling us that holy water is very commonly contaminated with fecal matter. Now, I'll tell you what I found out on this, but is our holy water safe to drink? Well, you don't drink safe. You don't drink the holy water, but yeah. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so jumping into this, apparently a bunch of samples of holy water were taken in Vienna, Austria, from 21 springs, 19 baptismal fonts, and according to the study, I guess at Vienna's Institute of Hygiene and Applied Immunology, they found that all samples had E. coli. Now, E. coli, and we're talking like 62 million per each milliliter of water, according to the study. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that holy water could be contaminated. Remember, what makes holy water holy is the power of the belief and the faith of the holy water. It's blessed. The person blessing it donning it with the cross has full belief in God. Catholicism, Christianity, etc. Your belief is behind it. So holy water is not supposed to be sterile, distilled, Aquafina, Voss. That's not what holy water is. Okay? All right? It's supposed to remind us of the baptismal ritual, and many of you that are of the Christian and Catholic faith obviously know more than I do about this, okay? And when you're baptized, you're not baptized in sterile water. You're baptized, you know, nothing was ever supposed to be implied about sterility of this. And I guess even dating back to the early 1900s, as they were studying bacteria and viruses and learning about pathogens, there were studies out of Italy that found even holy water 100 years ago had bacteria. And that's because that's what water has, okay? I mean, you know, you even open up your bottled water, you have it opened to the environment, there's going to be bacteria, viruses that settle on it. Okay? So, when you see this study, please take it with a grain of salt. Now, you are going to see headlines that say that holy water is contaminated with fecal matter. All right. E. coli, a very, very common bacteria, very commonly found in our intestine. Okay? When we talk about E. coli poisoning or transmission of E. coli, we talk about the oral fecal route. Okay, in this particular instance, many of us have E. coli just on our hands, whether it's from a telephone we touch, whether it's from a door handle, etc. So if certain things are being cleaned and prepped for holy water and they're not obviously autoclaved or sterilized, having E. coli present in these things is actually very commonplace. If you decide to culture your refrigerator door, your telephone, your wallet, your purse, your aspirin bottle, you probably have E. coli on that. So I just don't want anybody panicking about that, all right? If you have faith, keep the faith. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, January 2011.
after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership. The United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand, but the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. All right, so quick correction. On this Arizona magazine, the October issue of Arizona Highways, they had shown a picture of a hallucinogenic mushroom, magic mushroom, that was identified as edible. Realizing that, oops, they could be possibly promoting doing shrooms, they decided to pull the article. Okay, it's actually kind of a good-looking mushroom, all right? Because they say that this, it's called the fly agaric mushroom, should not be consumed in its raw form because of its unpredictable psychotropic and physical effects. Now, of course, the issue is not being sold on newsstands, but of course the report already came out and everybody's giggling about it. Well, nothing to giggle about. It's a good subject to talk about mushrooms. A lot of us get hungry. A lot of us are out there on a hike, right? I don't understand what the benefit of eating mushrooms are. I really cannot stand the taste and the texture. It's fungus. I've never found mushrooms to be tasty. The only thing that I found myself doing was, I think out of Fresh and Easy. There's a package of wild mushroom ravioli. I love those. And when my husband said they were mushroom, I almost, you know, threw up. But I was like, really? That is the only time I could get mushroom into me. The Fresh and Easy wild mushroom ravioli. Other than that, if you serve me a plate of mushrooms, I'm like, what the hell are you giving me? Okay? So I thought we would quickly kind of review some of the mushrooms. Now, there's 12 categories of quote-unquote poisonous mushrooms. Now, even though these psilocybin mushrooms, these psychedelic mushrooms, magic mushrooms, okay, they're illegal and stuff, and even though they may not kill you or whatever, the hallucinations, okay? And the hallucinations, and then possibly certain movements, compulsive movements, lack of coordination, nausea, etc., because these things are very unpredictable, you'll see them lumped in the quote-unquote poisonous mushrooms. Sometimes by poisonous, it's a term we use just to tell you just kind of stay away from them, okay? Makes it easier, poisonous. Then you have the cyclopeptid or the psilopeptid mushrooms. These mushrooms could cause liver, kidney failure, etc., cause severe vomiting, severe diarrhea, pretty scary stuff. Then you have the orolanine, if I'm pronouncing these right, mushrooms. I don't know how to pronounce them because I really can't stand mushrooms. They could also cause kidney failure within a few days after ingestion because you dehydrate. The muscimol mushrooms, I guess, also can kind of cause more psychedelic stuff, confusion, delirium, muscle spasms, etc. You have the monomethylhydrazine mushrooms. Again, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, huge pain, liver, stomach, can cause jaundice, even seizures. You got the muscarine histamine mushrooms. I hope you could identify all of these out in the wilderness. All right. These hit your muscarine. This is very interesting. The muscarine receptors, they'll cause pinpoint pupils, sweating, drooling, blurred vision, drop your blood pressure within as quickly as 30 minutes. You got, now this is coming from, this is actually a very nice, dissertation on mushrooms coming from Unwerlich Wien Zandt, a Yahoo contributor. I know, she spells these nice. Monomethylhydrazine mushrooms, we already talked about that, the coprine, the gastrointestinal mushrooms, fine. Okay, now, the common ones that we're told to stay away from are the Amanitas. Right, we talked about those. Very deadly. They usually grow summer and fall, usually in the woodlands. They're kind of like these little puff balls. Okay, they look like they're yummy, kind of like one of those snow cones without the pink coconut on it. Yeah, they have gills, spores. Also, the false morals. The false morals fall under the monomethylhydrazine category. I know you knew that. Get ready for pop quiz, guys. This is just prime pop quiz material. Okay, they say even though some of them could be edible, anything with the word false in it, I don't like. Apparently, there's the chemical monomethylhydrazine. That's why we get all, I guess, screwed up with these things. They have been able to cause death, but some people have said they've been able to eat them and have been fine. They're kind of irregular shaped, wrinkled cap, black, gray, brown, reddish, white in color. Wish I had some pictures to show you through your radio. Then the little brown mushrooms. This blows my mind because if you ever go to a fancy restaurant and somebody at the table orders mushrooms, they're little brown. Apparently, these are different ones, okay? They also have some gills on them. I really don't like eating things with gills. It reminds me of fish. Now, the jack-o'-lantern. The jack-o'-lantern mushrooms, for the most part, are not supposed to be deadly, but they smell very ketotic, kind of fruity smelling, could upset the stomach. They kind of are pumpkin in color, sometimes have this faint green glow. These things, they kind of look like jack-o'-lanterns. Then you have the green-spowered lepiotas. Do you guys know what the hell those are? I don't. They're kind of parasol-shaped, a ring around the stem. Now, this is important when I talk to you guys about how to identify bad mushrooms. They could be kind of creamy color. Again, I don't like anything that's creamy color, white, tan in color. I don't understand why you would put that in your mouth. Sounds disgusting. Okay? They first say, according to this article, you always want to pick firm, healthy, insect-free specimens. Now, I don't know, all the mushrooms I've ever seen, they look like they're rotting. They say whenever you eat any type of mushroom, you have to take a test cap. What? Take a test cap. I guess try a little bit and see if you die. I don't know. They say when in doubt, throw it out. So if you don't know what the species is, which would be me, I have no idea and I don't even care. Throw it out, okay? Then realize that poisonous mushrooms could also grow amongst friendlies. So you could have, you could think you're in friendly territory and there could be a poisonous mushroom. So what are some common characteristics to poisonous mushrooms? Well, if there's warts or scales on the cap of it, or colored patches. You guys know what I'm talking about? Kind of those, you know how in MasterChef when they made the lemon meringue pie, they used a blowtorch and they torched the top to give it that brown color, right? I don't know if they do that at regular places like Marie Callender's, but I'm not a big pie eater because again, I'm supposed to be watching my weight. But if it kind of looks like somebody took a blowtorch like on MasterChef, there. Okay. Next, if the cap is parasol or umbrella shaped, those mushrooms, I know they're very phallic looking, which is probably why people are so attracted to eating them. But honestly, they're mushrooms for crying out loud, people. Okay. So if there's like that umbrella or parasol shape, that could be a poisonous. It might be poisonous. A bulbous or a round ball at the base that may or may not be underground. Anything that looks like there's a testicle involved, I would probably pass in terms of eating it, okay? That just to me is kind of weird. A white spore print. Not sure. To me, that would probably be spores or like white dots. If there's a ring around the stem, okay? Like ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies. That was about bubonic plague. Rings are associated with death. Well, not entirely, not wedding rings, and not ringworm. Scratch that. White, thin gills. If anything has gills and it's not a fish, I would pass on it. If it's small and brown. Let me just tell you something, people, and it's not because I've had years of college and medical school and medical training. If you are walking along a wooded area, or you are outside in your front yard and there is a pile of something that's small and brown, I really wouldn't touch it, let alone stick it in your mouth. Assume anything small and brown. Nuts. Yeah, but you're not going to really eat nuts on the ground. You're going to go to a grocery store for the nuts. Anything that's small or ground sitting on there, on the ground, assume it's some sort of a poo-poo. If you are pleasantly surprised and delighted to find out that it's a mushroom, I still wouldn't trust the sucker. Now, they also tell us how to make spore prints. They say a spore print could help narrow down what type of a mushroom you have. So if you think your mushroom is a type that has black spores and your print comes back white, they say you're wrong. I guess you cut the cap from the mushroom, you place the cap gills down on white or black surface paper, and then I guess you kind of, what, maybe shake it a little bit. Maybe you have a white piece of paper, black piece of paper so you could figure it out. Place a cup over the mushroom, allow it to sit until the spore print is visible. Observe the color. Let's say you get sick, okay? Let's say you took these mushrooms in, you get sick. There's really no antidote. So you want to call your doctor, hospital, poison control. Document when you ingested it, how much you ingested, if you had alcohol, because remember the confusion, bag the sucker, and don't forget to pay your copay. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, I saw on Facebook you were watching the fight this weekend. What is the metal tool they were using under the fighter's eye? Does it work? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, so it was the Mayweather. Oh my gosh, it was a great fight. Mayweather Canelo fight. Saul Canelo Alvarez. It was phenomenal. I mean, they went all 12 rounds. Canelo held his own. I mean, he really held his own, but Mayweather looked unscathed. I mean, Mayweather was great. But by the way, really interesting with the fight dynamics. I haven't watched a lot of Mayweather's fights because, again, you know, I'm too cheap to buy the fight, and I'm too cheap to actually buy a ticket to go to the fight. I mean, I live in Vegas, for crying out loud. You would think I would go to one of these fights once in a while. But when we were at a party Saturday night, our friends at Murdoch's had bought the fight. So we had watched it, and it was very interesting to see how Mayweather decreases his body surface area by leading in with the shoulder, you know. And it's like, I mean, he's very narrow. It basically decreases the whole body width to just the shoulder. If you've ever seen him fight, a lot of speed. It was a brilliant fight. And like I said, Canelo really held his own. I was really impressed. But, you know, very hard to get some punches in when the body surface area is only that shoulder, you know, because he's leaning to the side. Now, true, somebody having, from a physical standpoint, being able to, you know, curve around the side, yeah, they could probably get blows to the chest, but it makes it a lot harder. The visual of the decreased surface area, it's a brilliant move on that part. And again, I know it's a positioning issue. That's how he's supposed to balance. Pretty cool stuff. That little metal thing, I actually had to look up what it was called, okay? We've been calling it metal thing. These are called Enswells, right? Like to end the swelling type of thing. And what they are is it's cold metal. I guess they're kept in ice or ice water. They're kept really cold. And it's not supposed to cut the lid. Yeah, you can cut the lid like they did in Rocky. Some boxers, they'll cut to bleed it out. You would do that. You would, okay, so for example, somebody gets boxed in the eye. Canelo apparently had to be Enswell down a lot under the eye. You didn't really see as much of it with Mayweather. So some of the people at the fight are like, oh, are they cutting the eye? Or are they cutting the eye? And then you didn't see the cut. You know, again, you know, we grew up with Rocky. So Rocky's like, cut me. You know, and then you cut him and they bleed. If you would choose to cut if somebody had a hematoma, if they were bleeding underneath the skin in that periorbital fossa and the bleeding kept going, you'd want to drain it. If they have the periorbital swelling, and again, forgive me if some of you guys are in the boxing field, all right, my impression is you'd use this Enswell to try to push fluid out and cool down the area in the periorbital fossa without trying to cut the person. Okay, if you try to cut if you try to cut subcutaneous tissue to bleed it out, all you'll do is cause bleeding. You won't decrease the swelling. But if you have an actual hematoma, blood filling up and then blocking vision, that you would cut to release the fluid. Got it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where I see some of these people go wrong is they're ironing it out too much. You still swell. Okay? Some of the best type of first aid you could give to a fighter in that very tiny amount of time when they're in between rounds is to actually just apply the cool to the area. But trying to push the fluid out, there may be getting very small volume out of that area. But for the most part, it fills right back up. Okay, because it's a very easy for the flu, because remember, it's a defense mechanism. You know, you got busted in the eye, your body's gonna wanna defend the eye. Even if you push the fluid out, it's gonna refill up. But if you apply ice or cold, then what you're doing is you're constricting the capillaries, and that's decreasing any of the ancillary swelling. So, that's what they're doing. My only worry is I see them iron it out too much. Sometimes you could actually damage some of the very delicate tissue and cause micro tears underneath by doing consistent ironing. So it has to be done appropriately. Now, true, we put pressure. When we put pressure, we're not rubbing. There's a difference. So, like, for example, let's say you hurt yourself, you sprain your knee, or you, I don't know, let's say you have bleeding or whatever. Putting pressure, yeah, there may be some micro damage or whatever, but putting pressure puts pressure on the capillaries, helps let the platelets do what they need to do, helps stop some bleeding, we know that. But when you have swelling, trying to rub the swelling out of the area, you could cause some problems. So yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I'm not really a fun person to watch sports with because I'm always looking at the medical. Watching football, I love football, but it gets very difficult for me when I see the replays and I see the hyperextension of a neck. I have a very hard time watching that. I also had some difficulty watching the Jackass movies. I love the Jackass movies, but once they showed slow motion of somebody getting hit in the face and the forces on that face and what the bones and the neck endured, I get very, very nervous after taking care of patients with whiplash injury, etc. So it kind of ruins it for me. All right. But anyway, great question. The fight was awesome. That was a phenomenal fight. I was really impressed. I mean, all 12 rounds. I mean, I'm used to seeing these fights like with Tyson where it ends after a couple rounds and you're like, what? TKO, what? What did I miss? Everybody's standing. You know, yeah, that's what happens when you grow up with Rocky. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have an L.A. school district. It's the L.A. Glendale School District that I guess has been open about monitoring its 14,000 students' social media accounts, and they've been doing this for about a year. And the reason why they do this is they say it's necessary because of the online bullying, self-harm, things like that, that they could identify and then stop. Of course, the first thing many of us think about is, wait a second, are they stalking the students? What's going on? So apparently, the Glendale Unified School District, according to this one report, hired the firm Geo Listening to snoop the social media postings. They say of they use the word snoop, 14,000 or so students. It costs $40,000. They're looking for signs of bullying, self-harm, drug use, violence. Now, I understand the school district is trying to take it on themselves, what parents should be doing. But if the parents aren't doing it, school district, apparently, if they're going to be responsible for the bullies, I mean, I wonder what the legalities there are. Are schools getting sued or being held liable if students in their school is bullying somebody else to the degree of suicide? And if that's the case, is this the only way they could protect themselves? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are you guys as parents, quote-unquote, snooping on your kids' Facebook and social media and Twitter, etc.? Are you guys pretending to be a friend? Or are you guys actually accessing their Facebook at night when they go to bed? The problem is you can't do that at night when they go to bed because usually the kids are up doing that while you're asleep. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How are you keeping an eye on your kids? And if you can't keep an eye on your kids and you don't know what they're doing or what they're posting, are you okay with a school taking that on, hiring a company that will oversee your child's or grandchild's social media? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you could email us at drdalia.com. From what we understand, the CEO, Chris Friedrich, says the firm was not given a list of children's names, but they also don't really explain how they're able to monitor the social media. So if they're not given the names, how are they able to do that? Apparently, this occurred after a suicide of a student. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're talking about the Glendale School District in Los Angeles having hired a firm to, I guess, oversee, I don't want to use the word snoop, but oversee the students' social media interactions. I don't know how that could happen. I don't know how somebody can do that from the outside. But remember, this is, you know, nothing is secure on the internet. And parents are outraged by it. I asked, you know, how are you guys handling your kids and social media? Are you guys actively snooping? Are you coming up with, remember there was a woman who would pretend to be a boy? And so her daughter friended the boy, and she talked, and then she got an idea of how much of a hoochie mama her daughter was. Okay, to me, that's a little creepy. I don't think I could do that. Okay, I want my kids to trust me. My boys are not on Facebook or one of them is on Instagram, and I let him know I'm looking at his stuff. I'll right there in front of him look at his stuff. And I know I'm running the risk of him hiding things from me because he knows I look, but I better be honest about looking than pretend. You know, if he thought I was reading his texts or his email when he didn't know, and then he finds out, he wouldn't trust me. Because, you know, trust is important. Yule writes, no, I don't snoop on my child's computer. Privacy and the right to privacy should start in the home. How will our children trust us if we don't trust them? Okay, well, first, okay, now, I don't trust my kids. Okay, let's get that straight. No, yeah, okay. I don't trust them, okay, but I need them to trust me. Okay, that's the key to parenting, okay? Never trust your kids. Your kids are going to do stupid things. They're kids. They have to. The more stupid things they do, the more they learn. None of us will ever have a kid that does everything right, even though I think I did. I mean, I was a real smart kid in terms of, you know, nutrition and boys and drugs and alcohol and all that. I still did stupid things because I wanted to. Okay, that's a parent too. And sometimes I think I purposely did it because I wanted to shed the good girl image, right? Now, my parents did it. My dad really didn't give a damn whether I had a diary or not. Remember, diaries were really big in the 70s? So because my older sister had a diary, I wanted one. But my mom would read our diaries and tell us about it. So at that point, when I saw that my mom was reading our diaries, I'm like, well, it's kind of stupid to put something in a book or something that somebody could later write. Why would I? I've never understood diary, and I'm sorry if I'm insulting any of you that have had a diary. Why would I put my deepest, innermost thoughts or fantasies in writing that could be possibly published later? It never made sense to me. Why have any evidence? It never made sense. So, you know, at first, like, let me see. Okay, I think the first time I had a diary was when the Dukes of Hazzard were on. And so I was talking about how I had a crush on Bo Duke, right, in my diary. Now, of course, my sister made fun of me, and then I realized, okay, fine, you know, no big deal. I have a crush on Bo Duke, right? Just a good old boys. All right. Bo Duke, and then his jeans. Cooter? Wait a second. On Cooter? Cooter was actually cute. Did they use two different Cooters? One of the Cooters was good looking. And then something happened to Cooter. I don't get it. Yeah, I know. Boss Lulu. Okay. So, anyway, back to the diary. So, to me, I never understood. But I also knew that my mom was going to look at everything. Once she started to look through my mail, I couldn't handle it. You know, and I did. I started to get very secretive. Kids do need some privacy. They do. You may not trust them, but they do need privacy. They have to. Okay, you can't take the door off the hinges. You can't, even though I'd have to, like, a lot of times share a room with my brother and sister or whatever, still had bathroom private time. You always need to make sure your kids have privacy. When they want to talk to your friend, even though I know my mom and dad, because my dad, his English was still a second language. Maybe that's why I speak too fast. I learned to speak fast so my dad couldn't understand what I was talking about. So, but my mom could because my mom listens fast. So, but she let me think that eventually my phone conversations were private. You need privacy to grow. You have to. So you have to let your kids have privacy. But you also don't stick your head in the sand. I think it is completely appropriate to check in on what's going on with Facebook and to do spot checks. I also think it's extremely important to just spot check drug tests on your kids. Okay, the privacy only goes so far. You're still their parent, and you still have to do the job of a parent. Okay? So if you think your kid's doing drugs, you have every right to take them to the doctor, take them to the lab, make dad take them to the bathroom, pee in a cup, check their urine, or mom take it to girls to the bathroom, check the urine, make sure, I mean, they could turn around or whatever, just make sure the kid isn't scooping toilet water into the cup. But I think that's completely appropriate for you to drug test your kid. Because I think it's ridiculous for these parents to not know what their kids are doing. You're the parent. It's not the teacher's job. It's not the principal's job. It's not the next door neighbor's job. It's not their cyber friend's job. It's your job. And if you're not doing your job, you're going to get fired. Child Protective Services will take the kid away, and rightfully so. It's your job to know what the hell your kid is doing. Okay, you don't really have a lot of jobs on this earth, but it's to take care of a kid and be a parent. So do I think it's okay to every now and then snoop on the Facebook? Absolutely. Should you give your kids some privacy? Absolutely. There's a fine balance. But to completely stick your head in the sand, I think, is dangerous. And even if you and I can't decide this, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, it looks like schools are already taking matters into their own hands. Okay, schools don't want their students committing suicide over cyberbullying. So if you as a parent have no idea that your child is getting assaulted in their bedroom, either verbally, mentally, sexually, over the internet, okay, you're an idiot parent. You need to be involved. You know, one rule my husband and I had, but we never followed it, was the computer has to be in a public area. So if my kid's going to go on Facebook, it has to be in the living room, etc. And we built a desk area in our kitchen for the computer to go on. Unfortunately, that never happened, and we put the computer in the room. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Marlon calling from Texas. Hey, Marlon, how you doing?
Great, Doc. How are you?
Great, great. What you got for us?
Hey, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, we were always told that the Soviet communists spied on their people and that we had the freedom to have our own privacy, and that wasn't going to happen here. Well, it looks like it's gone 180 on us. And all these public and private institutions are now deciding they need to know everything you're doing every minute of the day, where you're at, who you're with, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I agree with you on just about everything you're saying. I think I'd let my kids, they're grown now, but I'd let them, I never spied on them unless I thought they were doing something illegal or they shouldn't
yeah.
be doing.
Then right.
I would look into that.
Yeah, well, they have to earn your trust. They have to earn your trust.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my daughter ended up being a drug user in high school, and she ended up quitting school and all that kind of stuff, and I dealt with it as best I could. But when I found out she was involved with a guy who was doing drugs, then I started checking in. Of course,
oh, yeah.
You know, she ran away to time to get all that kind of stuff. But let me say this real quick. Title 18, United States Code Title 18, Section 3 says, if you're aware of a crime being committed or about to be committed and you
Wait,
don't
Marlon,
report it to
Marlon,
local...
we're coming up. Marlon, we're coming up on a hard break. Can you stay on the line? I want to talk to you after the break. We're coming up on a hard break. We'll be right back, guys. Don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, Only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.